afternoon shower or storm, the high 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is The Miller's Edge with Christian Miller, two-time national champion and team captain for the Alabama Crimson Tide and former Carolina Panther, and his father, Corey Miller, the pastor of pain, a 9-year NFL veteran with the New York Giants and University of South Carolina Hall of Famer. This is The Miller's Edge.
High 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Hope everybody is doing well. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you guys are ready for a great week, man. Chase, the numbers are, the days, I should say, are just counting down and down and down, and we are getting closer and closer and closer to officially being really game week, but to game day, I mean, that's going to be here before we know it. Really, you know, less than 2 weeks away from Alabama taking the field. And not only that, this weekend, I mean, officially starts college football action, right? I mean, there's been a lot of preseason talk, and we've talked a little bit about that, but football's back, man. And I mentioned last week, but again, I enjoyed watching some more preseason games. A lot of Bama guys I've been trying to keep tabs on, and we'll talk a little bit about that just briefly in terms of kind of some action going on in the NFL regarding some Bama guys. We talked about Bryce Young and Houston, right? They had joint practices, played each other. Got to see Will Anderson go after Bryce Young, which is cool. That was fun to watch. And then speaking of one of the Bama guys for the Texans, well, John Metchie has now been traded. And guess where he's going, Chase? To the Philadelphia Eagles, where he will be joining a number of other former Bama players. And the list, Chase, is honestly insane. I'm looking at it right here. Alabama players for the Philadelphia Eagles. It consists of, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there's 10 total now. Now, in terms of the final roster, we'll see how that plays out. But the Eagles, man, they have an agenda, and that's to get as many guys from Bama, Georgia, wherever. Well, not really wherever. Those two programs. Get as many guys. They load up on – they like SEC guys for sure, but really specifically Bama and Georgia. And they've added another one in Metchie, who's a great wide receiver. And adding him – I mean, to me, he's a sleeper. He's underrated, obviously. Battled some health stuff. I think he was battling leukemia a little while ago, is back from that, looks great, played last season, and he's underrated in my opinion. I think people are sleeping on that, but adding him to Jalen Hurts' arsenal of weapons, man, I'm really excited about it. I know those guys have a close connection as well as Smitty, so really cool stuff there. But in terms of Alabama football news, obviously y'all know we're going to dive into. Scrimmage number 2 took place Saturday. I went up there. It was a hot one, I'll tell you that much. It was extremely hot, and I ended up leaving a little bit early because I was like, man, I got to get out of this heat. And I just was thinking, Chase, I'm like, I'm so soft now. Like, I mean, like I've gotten so soft where I used to be out there for, you know, going on 2.5 hours running around with pads and all that. And now I can't even sit in the stands, which I would say, I mean, you know, when you're out there, you at least have cold towels. You at least have the ventilated, you know, bleachers and all that stuff. It's different now, right? It's different. When I'm sitting up in there just watching, I'm like, I don't have all that stuff, the luxury of that. But no, it was a really, really good scrimmage. We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to hear from Kalen DeBoer, his press conference afterwards. Obviously, you guys have already heard the news. It's been being discussed, continues to be discussed, and we're going to discuss it. Jam Miller, unfortunately, suffering an upper body injury in the scrimmage. I didn't really even see when it happened, if I'm being honest with you. I don't even know if too many people realized when it happened. He probably just felt banged up, came out. But long story short, we will talk about what that means, because I'll be honest, Chase, it's kind of interesting to me, man. We've been talking about this team, talking about running backs, and a lot of people kind of ho-hum on the running back room. Obviously, I knew we had a lot of guys, but I'll be honest, man, I feel like people were sleeping on Jam. I'm just going to say it. People have been sleeping on Jam, and then he gets hurt, and all of a sudden now it's like everybody's back. Oh, well, Jam. And I'm like, hold on. You guys are just acting like you were all leaning into everybody else. But we always do this. It was like last year, everybody was talking about Justice Haynes, and then it ended up being Jam. And I kept telling you guys, I don't know why everybody just sleeps on Jam. He's a big player, and there's going to be an impact. I don't care how other people try to spin it. I see all these people. Oh, it doesn't matter, guys. I mean, a hit is a hit. You're taking a hit when you lose a player like that for a number of reasons. We'll talk about that. Good news is you do have a number of other guys in that room that you can rely on. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, losing a senior running back like that with the experience that he has, who is going to be, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you, through camp, I mean, he was here compared to the rest of the group, right? I mean, he clearly was running back one without a doubt. So it does hurt. You know, he will be back. It's not season ending. Maybe back by SEC play. And hopefully the rest of the crew can carry the load, which I'm confident they can. But we'll dive into a little bit more of his injury and kind of what that means for this group moving forward. But definitely not the news you want, Chase, as you're looking ahead to, you know, traveling to Tallahassee, facing a Florida State team that's kind of, I almost list them as like unpredictable at this point. You just don't know too much about them. They got new pieces, new faces. Didn't perform well last year, but you know they still got potential there. But definitely a blow, man. Again, and then not saying you don't recover from it. We'll be fine. I'm not saying that. But when I see certain people or people online just making it seem as if like, oh, no big deal, next man up. It doesn't matter. I'm like, come on, man. Like, no, that's a tough loss, tough break. But praying for speedy recoveries for him. And he's a tough dude. I hate it because I know he's just been working his tail off and then you guys kept up with him. I mean, he came back because he said he had unfinished business, which he still is going to get a chance to handle that business. It's just going to be delayed a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit more about who might step up. Who do I expect to kind of be the next guy in line to really take, you know, the key carries, right? And talk a little bit more about other stuff as well regarding Saturday's scrimmage. Again, big day, physical day, hot day, but a lot of good work out there. I'll give you my thoughts when we come back. But first, we want to take this time out. We will hear from Kalen DeBoer. Probably will do. I'm trying to think, Chase. I think I liked it last time we heard from Coach DeBoer, then I gave my thoughts. Or if you guys would rather get my thoughts, then we hear from Kalen DeBoer. I almost feel like it's kind of like, if I get my thoughts first, I don't know, kind of kills the point of going to listen to him. Maybe not. I don't know. You guys tell me. We'll figure it out when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC presented by the...
All you'll actually talk to me. 205-800-8000. I've got this.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
This Monday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Again, if you guys haven't already, make sure you guys go check out the Good Feet Store. Where are they located? Well, here in Tuscaloosa, you can find them in Midtown Village, right off of McFarland Boulevard. I'm telling you, you guys will definitely be happy that you did so. These arch supports are designed to eliminate and alleviate all types of pain in just 4 short weeks. Clinically proven to do that, man. I'm telling you. And it's as easy as a process of just throwing them in your shoes and getting on with your day. And yeah, it's that easy, man. So make sure you guys check them out. Try, literally, walk-ins are welcome. Try before you buy, nothing to lose. You can just walk in the store, check them out. They'll explain the process, let you test them out. And you don't have to make a decision that day, but I promise you, you definitely will be thinking about it because you're gonna realize, man, you've been missing out on some things that are game changers. So whether it's hip pain, knee pain, back pain, any type of pain that you deal with, these things are looking to take care of all that for you. So make sure you guys check them out. Again, goodfeet.com is the website. You can go there, find more information, and find the nearest location. You. Again, that is the Good Feet Store, improving the quality of people's lives 2 feet at a time. All right, how about we do this? We'll mix it up. So I'll play the opener from Coach DeBoer. Then I'll pause and I'll you know, give some thoughts or whatever. And maybe I'll just build off of what he's saying and give my thoughts that way because – I would just let his thing play, but it's like 12 minutes. So I guess we could do that first. But, you know, how about this? I'll just give my initial thoughts. real quick, and then we'll kind of go back and forth maybe. So, like I mentioned, it was hot, definitely humid, I guess. I mean, literally, I was sweating just walking into the stadium. But like I mentioned, man, a lot of good action, a lot of physical action. I mean, guys were really getting after it. I was really pleased with that. I said going into the scrimmage, I wanted to see this defense, you know, kind of, you know, pick up a little bit. And I thought they did that. I mean, I think, you know, they responded extremely well to the challenge from last scrimmage. And I thought they did a better job in this one. I thought they, you know, very, very similarly, you know, got better and better as the scrimmage went on. But unlike last time, I feel like that happened a lot quicker, right? And they're making more plays. Still not too many turnovers, which, you know, it's like a good and a bad thing, right? I mean, it's great because that means the offense really protecting the football. I guess bad because, I mean, I know Coach Womack has been challenging these guys. They want to force more turnovers. I mean, that was a staple for this defense last football season and hadn't really come up too much in camp. But, again, I mean, I think you got to tip your hat to the offense doing a nice job protecting the football. And those will come, right? When you start getting out there playing other people and whatnot, I mean, getting after it, those will come. But I think our offense has just been doing a really nice job. I mean, making smart decisions, just delivering the football, taking what the defense is giving them, not trying to force too much. That was kind of what you saw a lot out of Ty and the other quarterbacks this scrimmage. I mean, hadn't been too many big shots, you know, being taken. You know, it's more so just taking what the defense is giving you, you know, picking up a quick little dump offs, check downs. And then when those opportunities are there, taking advantage of it. You know, Ty actually had a really, really nice day. And, you know, one thing that I'll say this, I think he scrambled one in, but also he had a really nice, it's like back shoulder to Ryan, man, a beautiful throw. I mean, it was a dime. So what I'm getting at is, so even though, like, you know, I don't think really, like, you know, airing it out downfield right now, these big deep shots. The good news is when those opportunities come up, right, just like that one play I just mentioned, I mean, we're able to make them, which is good. I just think, to me, what it seems like, this offense is just very, very efficient, which is a really good thing, right? I mean, I don't think you need to play hero ball. I think that's what we've been doing the last couple of years a little too much, trying to, you know, rely on the home runs too much. I've been saying, I mean, you just need to be efficient. Run the football, pick up those yards, set up third and short. Take what the defense gives you, you know, distribute the football to your playmakers and let them go make plays. That's how you play winning football, because you end up being more protective of the football and you extend drives, right? When you're playing hero ball and home run ball, you know, you have shorter drives, your defense is out there a whole bunch, and then you're just relying on those big ones instead of really just taking your time, you know, and being efficient. And I feel like this offense, man, is really impressive in that capacity. They're very efficient, but they can make plays when they need to. And I think that all, I mean, it has to do with so many things. I feel like the offensive line performing better, a lot more continuity there. I feel like Ty and the rest of the quarterbacks is doing a really nice job being patient, you know, seeing what the defense throwing at them and responding accordingly. I'll even say this, man. One thing that I really like to see, there was I didn't like the first part of it. There was a false start, I believe it was, on the offense. And but what I did like was, I mean, Ty was fired up. I mean, like Ty was, I mean, like, he wasn't necessarily like letting like one specific guy have it, but I mean, he was visibly not upset. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. Like in a good way, right? Like he was literally getting on his guys like, no, we can't have that. And I loved that. I loved every bit of it. I mean, because he had that fire and that passion. This is just a scrimmage, but he was treating it as if it was a game. And so when you hear him talk to the media, say, I'm going to do everything we can to win, right? Everything I can help us win. I mean, he means it. He's showing that in the scrimmage, which is really good to see, because I feel like when you have that type of leadership and accountability from a player standpoint, from a player level, it really just marinates with the team much better than if you only have, you know, that coming from the coaches, right? Teams that are led by the players themselves and have guys holding each other accountable always are going to have a lot of success. So that was nice to see. Obviously, Jam goes down. Now, who's stepping up? You know, you got Daniel Hill, who's been having a nice camp. People really excited about him. But I know a lot of people always are quick to throw out Richard Young, but I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, Dre Washington, honestly, he's been having a good camp. And, you know, with his skill set and with his experience, I expect him to probably, you know, probably get to see an increase in his load, especially with Jam out. I think it probably will look more like a by committee approach, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know if just one of those guys really has separated themselves to the point where it's like, all right, he's going to be the bell cow. I think it's probably looking like a by-committee approach, at least early on. And then we'll kind of see how things play out over the next few weeks, especially those first couple games. But definitely a blow losing Jam for a few weeks. But obviously him coming back will be huge, especially when you really need it in SEC play. You're going to need all those weapons that you can have. But I know I've seen people say, oh, well, it doesn't matter. You know, we're looking to throw the ball. But you got to remember, guys, there's so many things that go into that running back position, even though they're not as valued as, you know, they probably should be. It's not just about running the football, which that is, you know, a huge one. But even just, you know, that seniority, right, his leadership, his ability to pass protect on third down. I don't know if you guys remember, but just think back to when, you know, last year, even last couple of years, you put some of those jump backs in there. They are bad at pass pro. What's happening? You're giving up sacks because when they're bringing pressure, those backs are critical, right? You have to have that extra guy there to help protect. And if he's scared, if he's not physical, if he's whiffing on blocks, I don't care, you know what you're trying to do offensively, man. That's a liability. And Jam, go back to, what was it, that Georgia game? I mean, I think he took on a blitzer. I mean, they hit helmet to helmet. I mean, Jam, he wasn't afraid to put his nose in there. And he definitely was the best guy in pass pro. Now, I know Coach DeBoer came out and said he's been pleased with everybody. I'll be honest with you, as much as I've been up there, I hadn't like necessarily paid attention to every guy in pass pro. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I know, you know, which guy is probably the next best up at that. But there's a number of things that you'll miss with Jam out, but I do believe in these other young guys that we have. I mean, and I just think it probably looks more like a by-committee approach. But back to the scrimmage briefly, I thought defensive line play was solid. There's some young guys, man, that really stepped up. And I'll say this, I've been looking for more pass rush, right? Well, saw some guys respond. Younger guy Noah Carter was very active, very disruptive. I mean, he had himself a day. He was frequently in the backfield and just had some juice coming off the edge. Now, he's working like with the twos and whatnot, but you know, definitely was impressed with him. And I'll say this: I do believe, you know, this defense is they have the luxury of really moving some guys around. Saw a number of guys, you know, getting some reps with the ones that could be, you know, fighting for some spots. And I don't think that necessarily means they're taking over those spots for other guys, but I think it's just a situation where you've got a number of guys that they view as potential starters, and they want to work those guys in with all those different groups. And there's another young guys. I mean, most notably, I'll be honest with you, Dejon Lee got a lot of reps with the ones at outside corner. And he was really impressive, man. He had a strong day. So he's been having a really nice camp and really been coming along. But I think overall, again, it was a really good scrimmage. And a lot of guys getting after it, you know, a lot of good back and forth offensively, defensively. You know, Coach DeBoer challenged them, you know, pushing the scrimmage back, which I thought was a smart move. They've probably had in terms of the weather, probably the best conditions possible this camp. I mean, I don't think I've ever experienced weather like this in Alabama during this time of year, during fall camp. And they probably needed that, because going down to Tallahassee, it's going to be pretty damn hot. And they got some good reps with that. But overall, man, again, solid scrimmage. I thought everybody kind of built off what they did last week. And just overall, I mean, this is a good football team with a lot of good pieces. And they look to really be coming together nicely, right? I mean, I'm not saying we're perfect. We still have some things that we can continue to get better at and improve on. But overall, man, from what I've seen through two scrimmages, man, it's a good football team that's definitely going to have a shot. They've got a shot to accomplish all the goals that they have in front of them. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be challenges ahead, right? There's going to be other good football teams that we have to face. We'll have to go on the road in some hostile environments. But in terms of this team this season compared to just even last season, I feel like we're in much better shape. And it's not because of, you know, any one specific person. I think it's just across the board. I mean, there's just improvements all around. And I'll even say this. I even think, you know, through two scrimmages, I think the addition of Ryan Grubb is huge, man. I talked about the efficiency of the offense, even some of the things that they're implementing, man. It's just, it looks a lot more like what I expected when we heard Kalen DeBoer was coming here. Offensively, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think they're getting back to doing a lot more stuff pre-snap. Wouldn't be shocked. I mean, we heard, you know, talking about Grubb bringing some of the stuff he learned in Seattle. Definitely got to see some things, you know, that they're implementing offensively. A lot of good movements. You know, I mean, they're doing some stuff that definitely, you know, puts the defenses on their toes. which I think last year, I feel like sometimes we got, you know, a little vanilla here and there, but good to see that, you know, that's definitely been improved on. But walked away really pleased, man, and really, really confident. So that was my recap. Now, obviously, there's probably a number of other things, and I'm sure you guys have questions. So feel free to drop them in the chat. And also, you guys can call in. I'd love to talk to you. 205-342-9904 is the number to the show. We're going to take a quick time out here. We're due for a break. Got to pay the bills somehow. And when we come back, we will hear from Kalen DeBoer. I definitely want to get his thoughts from the scrimmage and answer your questions as well. So we'll do that on the other side right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC presented by the Good Feast Store, America's Arch Sport Experts. We'll be right back.
.365 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.
DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help you save.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness, 303 Hargrove Road East, next door to the Tuscany Podiatrist, also across the street from West Coast Custom.
They are now TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness. Same great customer service, same trusted ownership, just more convenient with a spot with easier parking. 303 Hargrove Road East. The compounding needs, the only sterile compounding facility in Tuscaloosa. Walk-in prescriptions are always welcome. Medicine on time, packaging, and all the compounding needs. It is TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness, 205-752-0627. If your pharmacist doesn't have an Alabama shirt on, you don't want him. TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness.
Hey, I'm Martin Houston, and I want to tell you about exciting news happening at Box Eye Care. They've moved to their new location, bringing you a brand new lab, stylish new frames, and a fresh look just for you. Enjoy their expanded frame inventory, competitive prices, and faster service, all with the same great level of service you've come to know and trust. Discover this full-service eye care at Box Eye Care's new location. With their in-house lab, they offer unbeatable value and one of the largest frame collections in town. Schedule your eye exam today and walk out with new glasses in less than an hour in most cases. Visit BoxEyeCare.com. That's BoxEyeCare.com or call 205-342-0660. That's 205-342-0660. Visit them at 5003 Oscar Baxter Drive. That's Box Eye Care. Your vision, our priority.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Sport Experts. Just got done discussing scrimmage number two again. Great day for some football. It was really hot, but great day. But that being said, Chase, I mean, the hay's pretty much in the barn. I don't know if they consider camp being, not when I say being done, I'm saying like breaking camp, meaning you can kind of move out of the dorms, get back to everything. The reason I'm curious about that, I didn't ask them. I'm just assuming they probably did, is because I think I saw the offensive line going and eating at Coach Cap's house. Saw the defensive line, I believe, hanging out, like probably at Freddie's house. So normally after scrimmage two, at least for us, that was what we used to do. I think like after the second scrimmage, we kind of broke camp. And I just remember it's always like in line with everything you got. So the second scrimmage is done. You got bid day. It's like when things kind of really start getting back in full swing, you know, with school about to start. But that being said, man, a lot of good stuff from Saturday. And again, just to highlight again, you know, defensively, one thing I didn't, say or really hone in on was defensive line play. I briefly said it, but I will say some of those guys that had been stepping up in there. Remember James Smith still being out. Saw a lot of Jeremiah Beeman, who continues to impress and he's doing some really good stuff. Edric Hill as well, doing a nice job. Obviously, Tim Keenan doing his thing, but I was impressed by the defense line plays. Well, even the linebackers, were solid. Deontay Lawson looking really good, especially given coming back from that knee injury, man. He's been really impressive and is flying around, but. Again, I guess the really only thing that really comes to mind instantly again, and this is with me just watching from my point of view, not going and watching tape. Like, it's different when you watch tape, you really see everything. I'm just telling you just off just eye test. But only thing I really could think of is, again, just, lack of turnovers right now through camp. I mean, there hadn't been too many turnovers, at least, picks, so to speak, which, again, good and a bad thing, right? Good that the offense protect the ball. I guess bad because, defense, you expect them to really be forcing more turnovers given how many they forced last year. But I think they'll come. I'll be honest with you. I think just Ryan Grubb and, all the coaches on the offense side of the football, they've been doing a really nice job because I'm telling you, you heard Coach Womack kind of talk about it, but it really is true. I mean, him and Grubb, man, they go back and forth. Like, I mean, they're really competitive out there. So, I mean, Ryan Grubb's not making it easy, right? And the quarterbacks obviously being very disciplined and making good decisions, all right, makes it even more challenging to force those plays, because I'm telling you, when you just take what the defense gives you, man, you know, you can live to see another down. I think we're doing a really nice job of that. Don't need to, you know, be a hero all the time. That being said, let's do this. Let's go ahead and hear from Coach DeBoer, at least, you know, a good bit of it, because I wanted to let you guys listen to that and we'll respond to it as well. So without further ado, this was head coach Kalen DeBoer following scrimmage number two this Saturday.
Yeah, good scrimmage. Got some good heat out there. That was probably one of the best things we got out of it today. It was one of the warmer days, and saw that all week brewing, and so took advantage of it. It's been actually too nice on campus, especially in the morning. But good day that way, and you know, it's going to be 2 weeks from today at this time we'll be playing. So talk to the guys about that a little bit. But probably a lot like the first scrimmage. Offense did some nice things early. Has to do a better job of sustaining it. And the defense doing a good job of responding. That's really general, but that's kind of how the scrimmage went. So got a lot of red zone work in at the end. Just, you know, slowly building up and got some reps on that. Tuesdays and Thursdays practice was really good from some live action. So from Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, and again today, we've got a lot of tackling in, a lot of work, full pads. And so I like where I like just kind of the stamina we've had that way and just how much tackling we've had. So questions?
Go up the middle with Joe.
Is she texting someone?
Coach, let's start with special teams. How would you evaluate Connor Talty, Alex Asparuhov, and Blake Dowd's performance today and where you're standing with the new specialists?
I think punting-wise, Blake's done a really nice job. Last scrimmage, I thought was last Saturday here was really the best day I'd seen him have. I think he continued to have a really good week. And then today, you know, came out and in our drill work, we didn't get as many punts in the scrimmage, working into the scrimmage that I was hoping to. I think we were probably two or three less than what I was looking for with the, you know, partial script of what we wanted to get done. But he's had a really good 8 days. I think Alex continues to get better and push, you know, just with his injury that he had, he's so far ahead of schedule with his recovery. And so now he's really getting into that rhythm and showing a lot of improvement there. And then Connor's done a really good job on campus in the complex. Last week he missed, I'm not sure what it was, but, you know, we got to just keep getting work in the stadium here. Missed a couple today. So from a field goal standpoint, the ones further out, probably 40, 38 to 44, somewhere in there, between a couple of those. So got to keep getting him the work. You know, was disappointed that he didn't hit them all because he's done a nice job in our practices. And we've been working that every day with him being new and that whole unit being new. So, we got to keep working.
Jump on the far left on the slot roll with Nick.
Yeah, Jaden Roberts, what's his availability right now? And are you anticipating him being ready for week one?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that right off the bat. Two guys that didn't scrimmage today, Jaden and James, same as last week. James is actually starting with him. James has been working through and building up. Feel good about the progress he's had in the week of practice and with it being live. Needed to hold back there, but he's getting closer by the day. Jaden has a concussion. Just tell you what it is, and he's going through the protocol of that, and so hasn't done anything from a team standpoint. Starting work back into that protocol, which include being out there today, but not to participate in the scrimmage.
Front row on the right, the column.
Hey, Kalen. This is the first time we've gotten to talk to you since Ty was named the starter. I'm curious of what that timeline looked like for you, why it was the right time, and what you saw there today from him kind of.
Yeah. Actually, I hadn't even thought about it. This is the first time since I've seen you guys. We knew we were at that point where we felt good about you know, who should be the starter. And it just made sense after the scrimmage when you evaluated kind of the whole product he's put on the football field. All the quarterbacks I thought came out there again today and did a great job. And that was the same thing as last scrimmage. And I guess specifically, Ty, as you asked today, I thought he came out and executed the offense. Just continues to be steady. Finds his times to make the plays. Today, he actually used his feet again. And that's, I think, something that people will probably underestimate as we go through the year, just with his ability to make plays and keep plays alive. I thought he was steady. He was consistent. Probably a higher completion percentage than what he had last scrimmage. Maybe not quite as explosives. I think that's a tribute to our defense and what they did as well. So good both scrimmages for him, and just continue to make the progress. And I think building the team and getting the momentum going when we knew we needed to do it. And that's allowing us to have 3 weeks of prep building our team for Florida State.
Next, we'll go to Katie on the far right.
Hey, Kaylin, how much does the second scrimmage kind of solidify guys' positions on the field, or are some of those still up for spots in the next 2 weeks of practice?
Yeah, we actually made a big point of that. Just that today was a really important day to get some more film out there for us to evaluate. There's guys that are still competing, and that's the way it always be. The games we'll be evaluating as well. There's some competitions that are very, very close, and there's some guys that you're trying to work different combinations.
All right, so I wanted to interject real quick because I feel like the audio is going in and out on there, and I don't know why that is happening, but it's obviously not very smooth. So what we'll do is, because we're only about we're close to being halfway done. What we'll do is, because we got to take a timeout anyways, we'll take a timeout, and I think what I'm going to do is have Chase play it on his end. That way it just goes all the way through. And I'll still put the video up there. I'll sync the audio with that. But I guess, I don't know, the stream is just acting weird, man. But like I said last time, man, I'm losing my patience. We paid too much money for this service for them to not even be able to stream a video like that. But anyway, that being said, we'll take a timeout. We come back. We keep on rolling right here on this Monday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Again, we want to hear from you guys, get y'all's thoughts. I know you guys got questions. Drop them in the chat, drop them in the app inbox, download that Tide 100.9 app if you haven't already. Hit us up, 205-342-9904. We'd love to talk to you. We'll continue to recap scrimmage number 2 and more when we come back right here, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the.
Or you can shop online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. At Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you pick it out and we'll work it out. Roll Tide!
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Hardy Construction.
Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation...
It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC, we were listening to Coach DeBoer. We took a quick pause from that because literally the video just kept kind of going in and out. So we're going to circle back to that in hour number two. We'll finish that video up. But let's hit a question or two from here. Cutie asked in the YouTube chat again, we are streaming live on YouTube. If you guys haven't checked us out over here yet, make sure you guys do. If you prefer the visual, I know a lot of people like seeing me do the show. Matter of fact, we got a nice beautiful new layout now because who was it that said it was his name Daryl, I can't remember, I don't know, but anyway, he wanted the my layout, or at least my portion, even bigger, right? So now you guys got a big old square of me doing the show, but we still can see the screen that we do share with you guys. But anyway, check us out at the Miller's Edge. It's free. All we do is ask, just drop us a like, subscribe. It's completely free. It doesn't hurt anything. It just helps us. It helps get the show out there. Helps the algorithm. And again, doesn't cost you anything. And it helps keep the show free because when, you know, the show grows, obviously other stuff takes care of itself. So we just ask that you guys do that, man. I definitely would appreciate that. All right. QD says, Christian, what group surprised you in a good way at the second scrimmage? Man, that's a good question. Like I said, man, again, it's when you just go watch one thing like this, you take away what you see. You know, I can't rewind. I can't go back and look. You know, obviously, if I just wanted to go watch the tape, I could, which maybe I'll just start doing that, just watching a little more tape. But from just initial thoughts, man, what group surprised me? I don't know if there was anything, like, really surprising. Really, I mean, I feel like it was just a very all around solid scrimmage. And I don't know if like one group, I guess the defensive line stepped up in a way that, you know, I wanted to see. I mean, I guess you could consider that a surprise. I mean, I know we've got solid players. And again, I think that they didn't do bad last week. But that was just something I was hoping to see. And I did see that. I would say, you know, here, I'll throw this out. I'll say the wolf position kind of surprised me. I kept talking about wanting to see some more juice out of those guys on the edge, like to really let it loose. And we saw that. I mean, Quay Rousseau looked good, which, again, that's not a huge surprise. But really, I would say Noah Carter really just being active, disruptive. I mean, he was consistently in the backfield. That kind of surprised me. And not that, you know, again, I know watching him, I know he's got some juice to him, Yanze Pierre as well. But I just was waiting to really see that come out of him. You know what I mean? And got to see that in scrimmage number two. And I think that's a big deal because, you know, as a player, I mean, when you go out there and you put out good stuff like that, man, it helps your confidence so much. You know what I mean? And I can only imagine, I mean, because I don't know what they accredited him for, but I mean, I counted maybe at least two sacks for him. And again, it was actually coming off him, you know, getting some good work in. I think in one of them, he had a really nice long arm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I've been wanting to see. I just felt like I kept seeing, you know, guys, you know, just rush down the middle of guys trying to go speed to power. Like, I hate that. It drives me nuts when I watch pass rushers. Nothing drives me more nuts than watching pass rushers just run down the middle of guys. And I just feel like we hadn't really just seen really our guys letting it loose recently. And I feel like they did a little bit more of that this scrimmage. So I guess maybe you could consider that a little bit of a surprise. QD said, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Now, again, now this is in a scrimmage, and in this, I mean, I think he was, you know, working with the twos and whatnot, but still, it's progress. We'll take that. But we need that. You just got to just go play, man. I'm watching like the preseason stuff. Like, you know, I watch it the same way. I mean, it's not just college guys, even guys in the league. Sometimes guys just, they get so used to just trying to collapse a pocket. And I'm just like, man, like, work an edge, half a man. Like, you can always counter at the level. Speaking of that, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Anthony Jennings, man. Shout out to my dog, man. 3 sacks, man. He had 3 sacks in this preseason game this past weekend, man. Matter of fact, I sent one of the clips to Justin Hill because he worked a nice long arm. But anyway, that probably would be my answer there, QD. But other than that, I mean, I think everything is kind of about what you would expect for the most part. LK says, is the battle number two a tight race? Sounds like all three are playing well. Yeah, I would say it's definitely close, that number two battle. I mean, both guys are just doing things extremely well. I think I said last week, what I would probably assume would be the case is, I think right now, I mean, again, Austin Mack has a year or what is it, two? He's going on year three, actually, because he had a year at Washington. But so he's got 2 years of a leg up on Keelan Russell. So I think that shows in terms of his understanding of things, right? I mean, Keelan, you know, just graduated high school. So I think if they had to, say, put a second guy in there against Florida State or some, you know, one of these really early games, probably would be Austin Mack. But I could see that kind of changing over the course of the year, and then Keelan end up being the number two guy. I mean, because but really, I don't think you go wrong. I think they both are just, they're really good football players. I think really you could win games with all of them. Really, I just think, you know, it's just with Keelan, you know, obviously he's still, you know, going through that learning curve, which is totally expected. But I think his ceiling's higher than Max. Really, it's higher than anybody in the room, to be honest with you. He's just so young. So, but yes, you're right. They're all playing well. They're all doing really good stuff. They're all protecting the football. They're all making plays. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was hesitant. I know when people were in the spring were saying, oh, we got one of the best quarterback rooms in the country. I know me and my dad were like, man, y'all got to pump the brakes, man. Like, you know, these guys got to get some receipts first. But through spring, through training camp, I think they've shown, man, they definitely have a lot of talent in that quarterback room. Now, obviously, you know, they still got to go out there and prove it on a Saturday when live bullets are flying, which from what I've seen, I feel confident that they all could go do that. We got to hit the top of the hour break. Paul, we'll get to your question when we come back, because we got to hit the top of the hour break. That's another good one. All right, so we're going to do that. Top of the hour break when we come back. We'll answer a few more questions. Want to hear from you guys, 205-342-9904. If you guys want to hit us up on the phone lines. Plus, we'll circle back to Coach DeBoer in his press conference, and we'll make sure it's clear for you guys and get rid of all that choppiness. All that and more coming up right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. We'll be right back.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Milwaukee Brewers' 14-game winning streak ended at Cincinnati as the Reds scored once in the ninth and a run in the tenth to beat the Brewers 3-2 in 10 innings. The Cubs, with a run bottom of the eighth, edged Pittsburgh 4-3. The Dodgers now lead by 2 games in the NL West after downing the Padres again 5-4. Mookie Betts hit a solo homer in the bottom of the eighth. Philadelphia won 11-9 at Washington, and the Mets won in Williamsport, Pennsylvania 7-3 over Seattle. Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh belted his 47th home run of the season. Among the two NFL exhibitions, Chicago 38-0 over Buffalo, and New Orleans tied Jacksonville 17-all, no overtime in preseason. Scottie Scheffler was the golf winner in Maryland by 2 strokes over Robert McIntyre, who fired a final round 73. Sebastian Munoz won the LIV Golf event in a playoff over Jon Rahm, who did take the season points title.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first
first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. I just was mentioning to the folks on our YouTube/Facebook stream. Again, we also are live on Tide 100.9 on the Facebook page. But Josh Pate was doing his show yesterday, I believe. And I know that he had had some comments about Bama. Matter of fact, he was at the scrimmage as well. He attended the scrimmage and he's better than me, man. He was down the field walking around the whole time. I'm like, dude, no sir, you got that. But yeah, I know he definitely had some thoughts on the scrimmage, but also some thoughts in Alabama going in to this 2025 season. He was really high on Alabama, man, so we'll pull that up here in a second and hear his thoughts. Chase, is there any way, did you have that Kalen DeBoer already potted up? If so, I was about to say I'd love to just knock that out, because I know we just left it hanging. I just wanted to be able to get his thoughts clearly out there real quick before we move on. I definitely want to get Josh Pate, get his breakdown on this football team after seeing him in scrimmage number two. And I know he talked about a couple other teams as well, broke down, you know, Georgia, Texas a little bit. But do we have that potted up, Chase, on your end?
That is a good question. I can check really quickly.
Not the Josh Pate. I'm sorry.
Where we had left off. Before the issues I started.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. I'm talking about the Kalen DeBoer thing. I got Josh Pate. Don't worry about that.
Oh yeah, then I had the Kalen DeBoer thing ready to go.
All right, perfect. Yeah, let's do that. Let's circle back to head coach Kalen DeBoer real quick and let him finish where he left off. Take it away, Chase.
The what ifs down the road. But yeah, today was a big it was a big part of us understanding what we got, you know, individually and collectively.
Staying up the middle, we'll go to Alex. Oh, you didn't have one? I'm sorry. Go far right then.
Pick that spot there, Alex.
Who stood out in the secondary today from what you saw, and just what have you seen from that unit as a whole?
Oh, yeah, good question. You know, there's so much that I'm watching. I couldn't tell you exactly who had maybe the most tackles or anything. I thought the defense today in the secondary did a really good job of making sure that they were getting the guys on the ground. I think we still didn't get the picks we're trying to get, enforce. I know that we're getting close, and we had a couple, this week. You can see the momentum building for those guys. It's hard to single any one guy out. I thought there was a number of guys that did a nice job. So the guys you'd expect are really the guys that are producing.
Far back left to Chase.
Last week, after the first scrimmage, you said that the offense did a good job with ball security and pass protection. It sounds like they did well again with ball security. Mm-hmm. Is that the case? And also, what about the pass pro?
Mm-hmm. They did. We had one ball that was competitive that I think was called a turnover. Probably would have been on a review if it was a real game to see if it was completed and then enforced a fumble. But, I think the pass protection is consistent and solid. I think, the key is for the quarterbacks that they drop back and they are comfortable with what is going to happen, and that they aren't wondering, man, this guy, I just never know. I never feel good about the right guard, right tackle, whatever it might be. These guys, I think, when they drop back, and you're talking about all three quarterbacks, they drop back, and I think they feel like, number one, the job's going to, the responsibility is going to be there. And number two, the production and giving them some time to work. You're not going to have all day, right? At this level, there's too many good pass rushers that you're going to have. But I think it's consistent. It's allowing the quarterbacks to feel good about keeping their eyes downfield. They're not worried about who's going to get beat. So I think across the board, the one-on-ones, they're doing a pretty good job. And then just schematically, I think I always do a good job of trying to help out, where we need to.
Down far left, Matt.
What do you think of the penalties that came out yesterday for the Michigan sign stealing stuff? Obviously, you played them in that 23 season.
I don't know anything about it. I honestly don't. I don't know what they got. I didn't read it. I don't know. So I haven't even heard about it. So you can tell me, and I can respond, I guess.
I think they estimated a $20 million fine, and Sharon Moore got an extra game suspension, and then some people got show causes and other stuff.
I guess I don't know how in comparison to other issues that we've had over the years, how that relates, but it is what it is. I don't have too much response, I guess.
Far back right, Trey Young.
Hey, Coach, circling back to special teams, can you just talk about who you, the guys that you have back there on kick return and punt return, and is there an ideal guy or by committee sort of thing? Can you just elaborate on that if you can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't decided on who the starter will be back there. Guys that did a good job a year ago, we got Cole back there, really in both. And he started out as our punt returner a year ago, and he's done a nice job just being steady. And then, I think new faces, you got Rico, probably kickoff return, can do some things back there for us. And then Bach, in both areas as well. He and Cole really, I think, can do both and provide a combination of just consistency with fielding it and then some explosiveness there. So I would start with those guys. There's more. Ryan had great experience there last year. Had a couple explosive plays. Got thrown into action there when Bach went down through the season. And so, I would have 100% confident having Jeremy Bernard set back there to field punts and things like that. But, that's kind of the nuts and bolts of kind of who we'd put back there.
Front row, Neil Kirk.
Yes, coaches. Do you break this as the end of the second scrimmage as sort of a plateau, and along with that, getting here without too many injuries, I guess,
mm-hmm.
probably be a good thing.
I think we're in a spot now. Are you kind of saying the end of fall camp? Is that kind of what you're asking today? Yeah, I think that will continue a little bit into Tuesday. Really, school starts Wednesday, and that'll be the next thing. Our normal camp schedule, other than just because of how it works out, we won't practice tomorrow or Monday, but Tuesday will be like a normal camp schedule. So can't really do that once school starts. you know, we'll have a good practice even on the weekend, Saturday next week. Try to get back here is the kind of the plan as of right now. But, yeah, I think injury-wise, there's a lot of guys that got, you know, that are beat up a little bit. But it's something that it was going to happen if you were going to be physical at all during camp. And we still have 2 weeks left. So the next couple of days, it's set up specifically for that reason to be able to get these guys off their feet, recover a little bit. And then we'll certainly have a different type of week. We'll still have physicality, especially Tuesday. We'll get back after it, but it will look different. Like I said, we went hard last Saturday with a big scrimmage today, but also Tuesday and Thursday, we did a number of live sessions moving the ball, just like you'd have seen out here today.
Let's finish up with Will on the right side.
Coach, you kind of alluded to it in your opening. It's definitely that time of year here in Tuscaloosa weather-wise. Was the scrimmage start time today maybe meant to simulate some of what you'll be experiencing in Tallahassee in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, 100%. We actually had it originally scheduled earlier, moved it back just to get a little more heat. And, you know, it's good for us. We even conditioned at the end, did some extra work. And so just trying to get ready in every way possible.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So there you have it. We got through that finally. Head coach Kalen DeBoer addressed the media Saturday after scrimmage number two. Now, the reason I said it like that, not that I was ready to be done hearing from him, not at all. No, it's that, man, even from Chase's end, it still is a little choppy for whatever reason, man. That's technology for you, man. Unfortunately, can't be perfect. But we got through it, man. Hopefully, you guys were able to at least get the main message that he was getting. I think that was much better, at least from Chase's end. It wasn't as bad as when I was playing. But that being said, we're going to hit this time out. We come back, respond a little bit to what Coach said, and we'll kind of put a bow on scrimmage number two. Unless you guys still have questions and comments, definitely I want to take those. But in terms of us breaking it down, I think we've about said everything we've needed to say. So it's y'all's turn to respond, and then we'll keep on rolling as well. Like I said, got a couple other things. Josh Pate gave his thoughts, his predictions for who will be in the SEC championship game. And spoiler alert, you guys are definitely probably going to like his pick. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. 2511. Again, that's Brian Harden Construction at 205-752-9611.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your...
That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
WTBC, sorry if we're having a few of these technical issues, man. I promise we're trying to our best to get everything resolved. I'm trying to do it without, you know, interfering with the stream itself. I even just ran, Chase, what's weird, man, I even just ran an internet speed test, and I mean, the numbers are great. So I don't know. It might be the service itself. We'll make it through today's show, and I promise I'll definitely get to work on it. Following the show, we'll figure something out. But it's weird, man. It's weird. It's really been the past. If I think about it now, I feel like it's been the past couple weeks, guys. I feel like before, man, we were smooth rolling. There's hardly any issues. Now, I mean, connection would kind of, you know, it waver here and there. But recently, I just feel like we can't do interviews. We can't play stuff. It's just not. But the speed of the internet is fine. So I'm thinking it might be the service, but we'll figure it out. Real quick, before we get rolling, I know we do have a caller. We're going to go to the phone lines here, 205-342-9904. Hopefully, we can pull that off. But got to remind you about our friends over at R&R Cigars. Again, if you guys are in the market for the best cigars that you can find, get your hands on, make sure you guys check out R&R Cigars. Not only that, you can always, if you just want to go find a place to go hang out, kick back, watch sports, there's a whole bunch of people that are there. They've got plenty of drinks, over 160 bourbons as well, man. So you can just kick back, relax. Football season's here, so I mean, it's going to be the place to be. But if you ever just need to order your cigars, you're not around here, no worries. Go to their website, rnrcigars.com, where you can use that code Miller's Edge, get you 20% off. Plus, orders over a certain amount also gets free shipping, man. So, I mean, that's probably the best, one of the best deals you'll find for anything. So, make sure you guys check out R&R Cigars, 2703 Gary Pitt Street here in Tuscaloosa. Is where you can find the mansion. You can't miss it. It's right there on the corner, big white mansion. And like I said, man, they got the best humidor in the Southeast. They've got bourbon galore, man. And they've got sports, man. You can't beat it. So make sure you guys check them out. They are the official cigar provider of Alabama football. So that's where, you know, we get our, you know, victory cigars when we beat Tennessee, which that's going to happen this year, Chase. We're beating Tennessee. We're smoking our victory cigars. Make sure you guys are ready for that. And make sure you get them from R&R Cigars, because that's who the football team gets their cigars from. All right, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Hopefully this isn't too choppy. 205-342-9904. We got Pat on the phone lines. Pat, welcome in.
Good afternoon. Bella, is Tide just not able to put the football on the ground at all? I mean, I'm wondering, can't throw it in the dirt or nothing? But like to me, they're catching everything the young man's throwing.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best problems you can have, right? You're just allergic to putting the ball on the ground. Yeah, no, he just, I think what it is, Pat, is he just does a really nice job of being patient, taking what the defense gives him, not trying to force too much. And now, look, that doesn't mean he can't make those plays when those, when those plays present themselves. I mean, we've seen it. I mean, again, I mean, that throw to Ryan in the scrimmage, I mean, it was a beautiful back shoulder throw, beautiful. But the thing is, I mean, when you're patient like that, when you're seeing things, you know, pre-snap and you're trying to put yourself in the best look possible, I mean, you're setting yourself up for success and you're giving yourself a chance and really lowering the chances of making bad plays. You know what I mean? So I think he just does a nice job. And I think that's a testament to, you know, his background, being a coach's son. He's been around the game a long time. He spent a lot of time learning from a number of guys, Bryce Young, Jalen, you name it. And so I think all those things come into play, and you're seeing that, you know, come to fruition when he steps on the football field.
Excited for what this season's looking like. That my question is, with Miller, that you know, you had some injuries before. Do you ever have any psychological issues with healing, Christian? Where that, I mean, because with a shoulder or a leg or the knee, especially with a knee, you're worried about making a cut on it and injuring something. Psychologically, it's a bad thing. And, you know, this shoulder deal for running back, the shoulder's extremely, extremely important. What do you think?
Yeah.
Huh? Did you hear me?
No, you're 100% right. Yeah, I'm sorry, Pat. I'm not gonna lie to you. The stream, we've got like connection issues, so I'm trying to be patient to make sure you're done talking. So I'm waiting a second before responding. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Especially at running back, when you have upper body injury, and you're thinking about, you know, running through contact and stuff. Yeah, man, you're definitely gonna have to kind of get over that barrier. But he's a tough guy, and I think, you know, the working with the athletic training staff, that's why it's so important to have a great relationship with those guys, because when you feel like you can trust them and they're putting you in positions to be successful and, you know, not putting you in harm's way, I mean, it just helps speed up that process. But yeah, that's why even when people are like, oh, no worries, he'll be back by Georgia. You know, to be fair, he might be cleared to play Georgia, but it might take him a couple of games to kind of get that confidence back up to really, you know, go lower his shoulder, you know, take on big things. I mean, granted, I'm sure he would love to do that, but naturally, you're going to be a little bit hesitant here and there. So that, you know, he might be back by Georgia. Does that mean he's going to take 100% of the carries he normally would and be the same? Maybe not, probably not, if we're being completely honest with you. But I think by then, the good news is those other young running backs would have had, you know, a few games under their belt. And so they should be, you know, a little bit more prepared going into that Georgia matchup.
I wanted to talk about there is no Derrick Henry 2.0, but Derrick Henry is a one-of-a-kind. Nobody has the work ethic that Derrick Henry has. I don't care who it is. I'm hearing that Daniel Hill is a specimen at 250 pounds, and that do you feel like he's capable of running a 4.7 40 at 250? As far as being a really, really quick, hitting the whole running back, yeah, that's going to hurt
talking
people.
About,
oh, we have not
really trouble
with communication. Yeah, you got me now?
Is he still with us?
I was talking about Daniel.
Yes, yeah, he is.
I was talking about Daniel Hill.
Okay, yeah, I got you. Sorry. Yeah. Here, Pat, I'm going to do this because it's hard to hear you with the connection. I'm going to answer your question about Daniel Hill. But if you want to hang up and listen, it might be a little bit better that way.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try that.
I hate it.
I just wanted to know what your feelings were on Hill. Okay.
Yeah, still going in and out. So I'll say this, Chase. Yeah, we can politely dropped Pat. It's not his fault. It's my fault on our end. But to answer his question about Daniel Hill, I would say this. Big physical specimen. I wouldn't compare him to Derrick Henry because they're very different. I know you think, you know, okay, Daniel's a big guy, but Derrick's taller. Derrick is like my height, 6'3" and a half, almost 6'4". And the way Derrick ran, Derrick was a lot more downhill. Derrick was not ideal in terms of catching the ball out of the backfield. He was a workhorse. You know, he's going to fall for 2, 3, 4, 5 yards, and he had great breakaway speed. When I look at Daniel Hill is more shifty. He's more shifty than Derrick. Actually catches the ball out of the backfield well. He's shorter, so he's you know, Daniel Hill's probably 6 foot, I would say. I don't know if they have him at 6'1", but I was, he's probably like 6 foot, like 240. So different build, different skill set, but still has the ability to be physically imposing. I mean, I've seen it, you know, through the scrimmages, man. I mean, that dude, you know, he's a big dude. He's tough to bring down. So in that capacity, yeah. And, you know, in terms of guys really having to, you know, secure a tackle, gang tackle, because he's, you know, a big force. Yeah, I can see what you're saying, where you're going with that. But again, I think the good thing is he actually adds a little more than a guy like Derrick in terms of, you know, his shiftiness. You know, that actually is better than Derrick. So QD says, is Daniel Hill more of like an Eddie Lacy comp? Actually, it's probably a little bit better than the Derrick, I would say. Probably a little bit more similar to like an Eddie Lacy type. That's actually probably not bad. Yeah, I mean, that probably would be a little bit better of a comparison. But, again, it's hard because everybody's different. But, yeah, if I had to pick between Eddie and Derrick, I'd probably say a little bit more like Eddie. I think the builds are a little bit more similar. Skill set's a little bit more similar. And, yeah, it's actually a solid one. So, man, that's nice. Good one, QD. That's good. All right, let's do this. We're going to hit a timeout. I'm going to try to fool around with this during the break. Hopefully we can come back. It's a little bit more smooth. But quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to keep on rolling this Monday edition. I appreciate all you guys bearing with us because our numbers on our stream haven't really wavered. So thank you guys. Again, we're trying to just work through some of these tech issues. But we're going to keep doing that and be right back after this quick timeout. Right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230.
Or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation communities.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation,
results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this state.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
A hot afternoon, partly to mostly sunny, a few isolated storms through the evening hours. The high today 96, the low tonight 74. Tomorrow sunny during the morning, a few spots could see an afternoon shower or storm. The high 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 94 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Monday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. All right, we've kind of fooled around with a couple of things during the break, and hopefully it's a little bit clearer for everybody. So again, sorry about that. Technology, man, you only do so much, and then it's just like, just got to just hope and pray for the best. But I think we're rolling now. Pat, I'm so sorry that phone call was, you know, quite a mess. Hopefully I was able to answer, you know, your question about the Daniel Hill thing. I do like QD's comparison to Eddie Lacy. I think that's actually not too bad. But, yeah, man, Pat, you already know. If you want to circle back, man, feel free. 205-342-9904. We can wait until tomorrow. But appreciate you hitting us up. I want to segue real quick. I know Josh Pate has been talking about the SEC. We're really talking about all college football, but he went on to talk about the SEC. And I'm going to save the other teams for another day because we don't have much time. But wanted to let you guys hear what he had to say about Alabama. Again, he was in attendance of the scrimmage Saturday as well. So he got to actually have eyes on Alabama, which I think is a good thing. There's a lot of people, and I'm not just saying just like, you know, podcasts, I'm saying even like sports pundits, right? On the big networks, like, you know, like you definitely respect their opinions, but I'm going to be completely straight up, man. Like without really being able to go and see these teams, it's really hard right now to have too much of you can have any opinion you want, but you guys get what I'm saying. Josh is traveling around and seeing these teams firsthand, like right now. Not saying, oh, well, they had this last year, they're bringing this. Josh is seeing these teams up close and personal, not just us this past Saturday, but other teams. So I'm going to respect at least his opinion a little bit more, knowing that he's been able to see these different football teams. That being said, he was in attendance in Tuscaloosa Saturday, and these are his thoughts on Alabama going into the 2025 season.
Give me teams that don't play in the regular season. Alabama versus Texas in the conference title game. And I've got Kalen DeBoer versus Steve Sarkisian here. And I think we need to remember that Kalen DeBoer against the combination of Steve Sarkisian and Kirby Smart and Dan Lanning now sitting at 6-0. So they have yet to beat him. And that was at Washington, and then one game against Kirby last year at Alabama. My point being, Alabama's going to be good. And I got to see him in person yesterday. Texas, I've seen this year. Like, both of these teams, I think when the dust settles, will be the best teams in the league. Give me Alabama over Texas for the SEC championship. And I'm not saying they've been slept on. I have just been a little caught off guard by, relative to some of these other teams here, how little they've been talked about. Again, they've been talked about. I'm not quite sure people understand how complimentary that team can be. I'm not quite sure people understand how dynamic the team is, meaning they can win a lot of different ways. Texas can do that as well. That's why I have them facing off. I got Georgia right in the mix for that thing. I'm slightly down on LSU relative to the rest of the market. Texas A&M, I'm in on. I just give the edge to Texas at the end of the year. I'm trying to think. I mean, Florida schedule, I think they're in it, though. OU schedule, I think they're in it. South Carolina, like I said, the one thing that I question, and the South Carolina folks are confident in the wide receiver room, I've still got to see the wide receiver room. So if that's there, then South Carolina can make a lot of noise this year as well. But give me Alabama over Texas for the SEC championship.
So there you go. That's Josh Pate's prediction right there for the SEC title. You know, he's got Alabama, which same as what I had. I think I had Texas and Alabama in the SEC championship game, which I think my dad did as well. So we lined up with Josh Pate. Now we will see if that ends up being correct. But I think when you just look at this football team, I think what Kalen DeBoer is building right now in year number two, man, I think it's just a very like kind of like Josh was saying. I mean, like you sense that they can be effective in a number of ways, and typically when you have a football team that's balanced like that, but also has the ability of being explosive, defense has the potential to build off of what they did last season, where they did a really nice job. I think the recipe is there. And then again, the Ryan Grubb factor, you know, the play calling, you trust that a little bit more this season, right? You trust that guys are having a better understanding of their process this year. I think this team is going to be a little bit more tough this football season, because I just feel like the approach is off season. I'll be honest with you, starting from the weight room, Coach Ballou. I mean, the way he went and addressed the team, I think there's just so many things going into this year that are so much better compared to last year that really just are on pace to do some good stuff. Now, again, I'm not saying that guarantees anything. I'm not saying it's a guarantee we'll be in the title game at the end of the year. I just feel we've got the pieces, man, and I've got faith in what this group can do. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. And obviously, the first test, man, that's where we got to start. We got to take it 1 week at a time, and that's what we're going to do, especially on here. We'll start breaking all these teams down, really looking ahead. Obviously, you've got less than 2 weeks. So we'll start looking and turning our eyes onto Florida State here on the show. We're going to start giving you guys some, analysis of, you know, what you can expect. I'm going to really start breaking Florida State down starting today. I'm going to go back and start watching a lot of tape that way throughout the next. I'm really going to, you know, dive into it next week for sure, but maybe towards the end of this week, really start taking a look at Florida State, giving you guys my thoughts, preview on that matchup, because it's about that time, and it's definitely about that time. Before we hit this next timeout, there was a something else I was going to hit real quick. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I know we got a long time before this happens, but I ran into Coach Oates, Chase, Saturday. One of my good buddies, Tyler, shout out to Tyler, man. It's so crazy. I mean, I've known Tyler since he was like, I don't know, probably 14, when he was all around like football and stuff. But now, man, he partnered up with a number of other folks, and they reopened what was Druid City. It's now called Two Dimes. It's like a Nashville-style bar, but they had a soft opening Saturday. And Coach Oates is really close with his family, so I ran into Coach and got to talk to him. And Coach Oates is so cool, man. Just like, he's like one of the nicest dudes. Like, I love that he's got good balance. Like, he's a hard-nosed coach on the court. You know what I mean? He gets after guys, but he knows, I mean, like, he's not afraid to, you know, have a good time. I mean, like, Coach Oates is on the lake all the time. You know what I mean? Well, not all the time, like when he has free time. And just a solid dude. But anyway, ran into him, but thought it was cool, man. Chase, I don't know if you really, you know, get out and about a bunch, but it's like a Nashville-style vibe, man. They're bringing in so many artists, like a lot of country music. I mean, even like, you know, big EDM DJs. I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff. But it was really nice. It was a soft opening. It was friends and family. And really nice time, man. I mean, they did a really nice job. And they put in so much work on this place. And again, if you guys have been around here and you've seen what was Druid City Music Hall, like on the Strip, that's what they bought that venue, and they reopened it as Two Dimes. And it's going to be good, man. I think they even talked about having a number of other types of events being held there. So be on the lookout for that stuff, because I think it would be really cool if some of the things that he was telling me they want to get done there end up happening. I think it would be really awesome. A number of other people were there, too. Deontay Wilder was there. Eric Anders, former Alabama linebacker and UFC fighter, he was there in attendance. Trying to think of who else was there. There's a number of people, but definitely a cool little turnout, and looking forward to that being here for years to come, man. It's going to be a very, very nice venue, especially if you guys like that kind of Nashville style, you know, themed kind of bar venue. They even going to think going to be showing football games, and this isn't sponsored, by the way. It's just, you know, I just had a great time, and like I said, my buddy opened it up, so wanted to just brag on that for a little bit. All right, we got to hit a timeout. We come back, we wrap things up on this Monday edition. We close out the show, put a bow on everything, and we look forward to looking ahead to tomorrow, which again, Alabama takes the practice field again. It'll be another physical practice, like Coach DeBoer mentioned, which I'll say, there's been a fair share of physical practices, man. I will say this, for the people a year ago that were questioning the whole, like, the music and stuff at practice, man, like, It's almost funny how, like, that's not even a thing anymore, because, like I was trying to tell my dad, man, like, music can be there, but if the guys are locked in and no business is business, it don't matter. And that's what we've seen. I mean, literally, these guys, they get after it, man. They practice hard. So they'll be back on the practice field again tomorrow. When we come back, we wrap things up right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230.
Every day is a place that you can hang out, eat, or let the kids play in the wall ball area. We're the only place your party size doesn't matter. Focused on family, come visit one of the five restaurants at the Venue Tuscaloosa.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
Come back, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian.
Harry, ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A hot afternoon, partly to mostly sunny, a few isolated storms through the evening hours. The high today, 96, the low tonight, 74. Tomorrow, sunny during the morning, a few spots could see an afternoon shower or storm. The high, 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 94 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Into the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. All right, this is what I wanted to pull up. So four Alabama players have been named, and let me go ahead and change the format so you guys can see this a little bit better. Boom, there we go. We got it figured out, man. We got it figured out. All right, four Alabama players have been named preseason All-Americans by the Associated Press. This is like the big one, right? The AP. And that's a big deal, man, for, again, I know it's preseason, but I'm saying, I mean, that means people think highly of, you know, the guys in your football team. Have four players on that list, man. Impressive stuff. But first team, Caden Proctor, left tackle, also wide receiver Ryan Williams. Second team, you got Parker Brailsford. Finally, him getting some love, man. I keep telling people, man, I think people sleep on Parker Brailsford. Well, Cole Kublik, he actually, you know, shows love, which, you know, he's offensive line guy. So you can tell he's paying attention, right? Parker Brailsford, man, he might be the best center in college football. And I, believe people are going to, you know, figure that out sooner than later. But just shocked that he doesn't get as much love. But, you know, he does right here on this AP list. And then also on the second team, you got Tim Keenan, which I'll be honest with you, I was kind of shocked, Chase, because I feel like all these other lists that you see come out, it's always LT. This one, you've got Tim Keenan, which again, I mean, I think Tim's going to have a great year, but I'm not going to lie, I was kind of shocked it wasn't LT. I mean, if I had to pick between the two, who I think is probably going to end the season, you know, a little bit more recognized than, you know, the other, I would probably lean LT. So this one kind of shocked me a little bit, but again, it's a preseason AP list. Don't really mean anything, but I mean, take it for what it is. But like Mike said, yeah, I mean, having four on the preseason list, I mean, that's a good sign that you probably got a pretty decent roster if people feel highly about four guys as All-Americans, because this isn't like all SEC. This is out of the entire college football. So you got four out of, I'm not even trying to do the math, but what would that be, like 44 plus because you got special teams? That's a lot out of all of college football, man. That's a good bit. James says, Pate spreading rat poison. I mean, look, I get what you guys are going with. You'd almost rather, that's what E. Burgess was saying too, y'all would rather people don't talk about us, right? But, I mean, look, people are going to give credit where credit's due. And look, Pate at least has seen this team now with his own eyes. I mean, at least you know he's not just spewing stuff out. He actually believes in what he's seen. So I think this team is, I'll be honest with you, this team, going back to the spring when people were sleeping on them, has had the same mindset and mentality that they do now, even with people starting to come on board, right? Like, if I'm being completely honest with you guys, even back in the spring, like, I mean, these guys, I'm talking about the guys on the football team, felt really, you know, highly about their team. Like, I mean, I remember hearing a lot of these guys talk. And I know you hear everybody say that all the teams, right? Oh, everybody's going to win. But these guys are confident. And it's no different now. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Just the, if you talk to these guys, they legit have a strong feeling they've got a good chance of you know, making a run, which is good. That goes to show that they've got a lot of confidence. We got a late call, 205-342-9904. Derrick Queen Jean, you got a few minutes, man. What's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Christian. Christian, I'm going to put a challenge to you today. I'm going to spend this entire week calling every call-in show and every podcaster I know to ask them this question. And I'm asking you first because I listen to you the most. And the question is, who should I be excited about on this Alabama basketball team to watch this year? Because I feel like I'm very unfamiliar with the team. We've got as many newcomers as we do veterans on the team. Who should I be excited to watch on this team? Your number one call, who do you suggest?
Man, you just put me on the spot with that one, because I'll be honest, I hadn't really had a chance to look at all the newcomers like you just mentioned. I mean, I know I talked to Coach O Saturday, but I didn't ask about his basketball team. I guess I should have if I knew you were going to call and ask me. I'll say this. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know the newcomers. So I'm not going to try to talk about them, even though I know you got a lot of guys that people are excited about. But I'm excited about the guards that we have all back. I mean, with LeBaron Filon making that decision to come back, Aiden Holloway, who I thought he's a really good player, and I think he's only got room to improve. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think Wrightsell was approved to come back again from his injury.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. I'll be honest. I think the guard play is going to be exciting. I mean, all those guys, they can score. They shoot the ball well. And so, I mean, from what I know, I definitely want to lean into that. But the other guys, I'll be honest with you, man, I don't know a whole bunch about, but I do know a lot of people are excited about them. But I'll tell you this, next time I run into Coach Oates, I'll definitely I have to ask about it. But you got me on that one, man. I feel like there's so much turnover in college basketball. It's hard to keep up with a lot of it, man.
That's why I'm sitting where I'm sitting today. Well, let me run this by you. Here's your trivia for the week, Christian. Did you know that we only have one player on this entire 12-team roster from Alabama?
You talking about basketball?
Yes, sir.
There's only one guy from Alabama on the basketball team?
The Baron Pylon, yes. One guy from Alabama.
That's crazy.
That's I've never known an Alabama team to be now. I don't mean that negatively, but there's a lot of talent in this state, basketball-wise. And, Coach, I know you got to hit that transfer portal, but you need to be hitting these high ranks in this state too, brother.
Absolutely, man. Always got to take care of the state. I always say that, no matter the sport. But, yeah, no, you're right. Man, but now you got me curious. Now I'm going to be checking out. Now I'm going to be checking out the basketball roster a little bit. My brother just sent me a text real quick, though. He said the new forward from Florida State is somebody to keep in mind. He said he's like 6'10", but has like guard-like ability, and so a lot of people are definitely going to be keep an eye on him. So the new guy from Florida State. What's his name? I can't remember his name real quick. I've got it pulled up here somewhere, but I guess take a look out for him.
Well, you're the first that I'm going to ask this week, and I'm calling everybody, every podcast, Rodney Orr on down to all the podcasters to see who
there you go.
We should be excited about, because I need to get educated, because the only name I'm really familiar with is Jahlil Bethia, and rest of them, I don't know anything about. We're not getting much information on them. And I'm excited about football, but we got basketball right around the corner, too. And we got a world class team this year.
Yeah, no. Well, I'll get to work and do some homework on that. Yeah, my brother was referring to Taylor Bull Bowen. He transferred from Florida State, man. He's a 6'10 forward, but allegedly is very athletic. So, but I'll start doing some research on that. I'll break down my football, but when I take breaks, man, I'll check out some of the guys on the roster. That way we got them for you.
Sounds great, Christian. I appreciate the time, and I'm going to check back with you on this now. So do your homework.
Yes, sir. It sounds like a plan. I appreciate you, brother.
Final good break deal. Is coming out Friday, Christian. Just giving you a heads up.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. All right, good deal. Well, that'll do it for this Monday edition. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. I know we had some tech difficulties, but we got them figured out. Thank God. I think we're good moving forward. But again, appreciate all the contributions, all the phone calls, all our listeners, Chase Behind the Glass, all our sponsors for sure. And real quick, let me say this, because I do know, I thought he was going to call Lynn, but one of my buddies, he wanted to announce next Monday, there's a men's pigskin kickoff, August 25th, that will feature Sylvester Chrome. And I don't have the exact location and date, but I will get that from him and announce it tomorrow. But be on the lookout for that. I think you guys will probably really enjoy that event. But again, it is August 25th featuring Sylvester Chrome at the men's pigskin kickoff. All right, that being said, T-Town Sports Daily coming up next right here, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.